This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, November 14th. I'm Riley Carroll with your top headlines on KRDO News Radio. A grass fire off King Street and Tonka Avenue is now contained after it prompted evacuations for structures off Friendship Lane. That's according to the Colorado Springs Fire Department. The call came in around 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon, and CSFD said around 60 personnel responded. In total, fire officials say 22 homes were evacuated, but luckily no homes were lost in the 4 to 5 acre blaze. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. A suspect was caught breaking windows and starting a fire in a residence yesterday afternoon. CSPD says they received a report about a possible burglary in progress near Drennan Road around 2:30. Once officers arrived, the suspect was standing near the residence's door armed with two large kitchen knives. 34-year-old Corey Alanga was the suspect in the burglary. Once officers told Alanga to drop the knives immediately, he refused to comply. Heavy smoke started billowing outside the residence Alanga was standing in front of. CSFD arrived to put out the fire, and Alanga was quickly detained by police. Alanga was arrested for arson, and there were no injuries reported. Early this morning, a pedestrian was struck by a car in downtown Colorado Springs. Around 2 a.m., Colorado Springs Police Department received word of a crash on East Cimarron and South Tejon Street. First responders found the pedestrian with life-threatening injuries. They were taken to a nearby hospital. Investigators say that the pedestrian was crossing in the crosswalk, but against the light. They also determined that the driver of the vehicle was impaired, and he was arrested for driving under the influence. Denver police are conducting an active outdoor death investigation. Police were dispatched to South Cherokee Street around 3 a.m. We don't have much details at this time, but according to police officials, a medical examiner will provide more information about the cause of death and the person's identity. We'll keep you updated once more information becomes readily available. That's a look at your top headlines. For more headlines, head over to KRDO.com. I'm Riley Carroll. Have a wonderful Sunday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. Fair skies, temps cooling down to the mid-40s by sundown. Winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overnight, we're looking at clear skies with low temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Monday, we'll wake up to sunshine, keeping it unseasonably warm. Winds are going to start to get gusty out of the west late in the afternoon. Look for a high temperature of 72 degrees. Looking for more of the same on Tuesday, then Wednesday, much cooler with a slight chance of snow showers, highs in the 40s. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.